Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Thank God for that blessed hope in Jesus tonight.
Amen.
I'm looking forward very much to making my crossing one day. Thank God for being saved tonight, church.
Amen.
If you got your Bibles, I invite you to turn to the book of Ephesians chapter number 6. And we'll start reading in verse number 10. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10. The Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. For I am an ambassador in the bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word. I pray tonight that you'd empty me of myself, and fill me with the Holy Spirit, dear Lord. I pray that your word would be sown on fertile ground tonight. And we thank you for what you've already done, what we have seen, what we have felt and heard. Because we know, Lord, we identified as a spirit of a living God. I pray, Lord, that you'd just take this message and stir our hearts, Lord. For perhaps someone that could be listening on live stream, if we're doing that tonight, I pray that whatever the word may be done, I pray that your will be done, and these things are said and done here tonight. May you be edified and glorified. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. God has laid this message on my heart about a week or so ago about some things. I don't want to preach much tonight on the whole armor of God that we have read about, but I want to focus more on verse number 12. And the Bible says here, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." And I preach quite a bit on some of this stuff. I'd like to tell you, share with you a story before we get into the preaching that I heard a while back about a couple of basketball teams. I hate bringing sports into the preaching, but it's a good analogy to get y'all to understand kind of the illustration that God has laid on our hearts tonight. But a couple basketball teams were playing. They had tight game, tight scores the whole game. And one particular team had a mentally handicapped young man on the team. He was running frantically trying to get the ball. And, of course, he never could get lucky enough. And toward the end of the game, he got lucky and caught a rebound. He took the ball and hightailed it toward the other court. And he couldn't hear because all the adrenaline was going up. Everybody's telling him, stop, turn around. Only at the last second, he took that one shot. And he made it in the wrong basket. And you think for a second, well, that's rather silly. But how many of us have found ourselves in the same situation? As I look on the news and I hear on the radio and even people talking, you know, I think a lot of our problem today is we're shooting for the wrong goal.
Come on, man.
We're fighting the wrong kind of fight. You see, the Satan himself has come up in America as we hear about different things on the news and radio and communication. And he has turned us against our own selves.
Yes.
And God, help us to get our eyes opened up to the real enemy is. He has deceived ourselves and made us think because of the color of our skin that we are better than someone else, or because of how much we work or how much we earn in a year's income, that we're much better than someone else. He has people thinking because we go to a church somewhere that we're much more holy or better than they are. He has people thinking all kinds of garbage and trash, and has turned families against themselves and turned your work upside down and turned your life upside down. My friend, can I tell you today, the problem is not your spouse. It is not your work. It is not the church by means. Amen. The problem is Satan is as a roaring lion walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And my friend, the very second that we turn our back on God's precious holy word and forget to live what we have been taught and forget to practice what we have been taught, my friend, Satan comes inside of you and destroys you and makes you have all kinds of nasty, dirty, perverted thoughts. Amen. It starts making you have hard feelings one to another. And before you know it, you're flat out miserable. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. It is true. It is real. The Bible says here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And can I tell you, let me ask you a question tonight. Are you resting in Christ? Or are you resting with Christ? And I want to ask you this. If you look at the prefix of the word wrestle, you'll find it W-R-E-S-T. In other words, separating yourself from God. You're fighting against God the whole time. You forgot all about what God has planned for you. And the Bible says he knows the thoughts he has for you. He knows that the plan he has for your life, amen. But because of what we have allowed ourselves to become through Satan using us, amen, you're wrestling against God the whole time. It's almost as like even people that are lost tonight, amen, their soul is longing for something. They know who, it's like it almost knows what's created it, who's created, but it's searching for something out in that world. And so it tries to build itself up and make it high and make it feel good doing all this for that. And for whatever reason, you will still find yourself out there lost. You will still find yourself out there wanting, just like the prodigal son, amen. You'll be out in the world. You'll start getting mixed up in the world. And before you know it, the world has swallowed you up and spit you out. You feel like that you have nobody to love you. Nobody cares for you. And every time God sends somebody your direction, he's just judging me. She's just judging me. He thinks he's perfect. She thinks he's perfect. When the whole time, amen, God's trying to give you something to live and give you a little bit of hope and give you a little bit of encouragement. My friend, listen here to me tonight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, amen. Something so much more and greater, amen, than me and you put together. But my friends, can I tell you there's still hope tonight? And there's still a man named Jesus, amen. He still seeks to save that which was lost. I think about the scripture that Paul says. He said over there, he said, this is a faithful servant, a saint and worthy of all acceptation of the Christ. Jesus came into this world to save sinners, amen, whom I am chief. Can I tell you, we had nothing to offer Christ. We deserved to be in hell, amen. We were full of sin, full of hate. We were wretched. We were miserable, but still, and besides all that, had Jesus come down and lived in this world 33 and a half years and preached what thus saith the Lord. And the Bible tells us over there that he was crucified, but make no mistake, he is not dead, amen. He is not on a cross, amen. He is alive and well. Can I remind you today, he's making intercession for me and for you, amen. If we would only come to the knowledge of truth and understand right now, this very second, that we are nothing without Christ. We will perish without Christ, and we need Jesus this day and hour. Amen. The Bible says here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we live in a day of time today, amen, where we see a lot of fear. And we live in a time today to where we see a lot of doubt going on. We live in a time of day to where families have quit loving one another. Amen. We live in a time of day to where families have quit praying one to another and lifting up Jesus. Amen. We live in a time of day to where the nation has turned their back on God. And could it be that one day they close the doors of the church? Amen. But thank God tonight the church did not save us. Amen. If it goes to try to shut the doors of the church, can I remind you? The Bible says his word, if I hid in my heart. Amen. that I might not sin against thee. And can I tell you, they might take everything in the world they have from you, but if you truly have Jesus, amen, he lives inside of you in the form of the Holy Ghost, and they cannot take that away from you, amen. And the Bible says, whereby we are sealed with a seal until the day of redemption, amen. Thank God for that tonight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Unless you'll be devoured, you'll be spit out, done away with, but tonight in Jesus Christ and him alone, you can stand, amen. You can be a light for Jesus. By the way, the Bible teaches me, he said, therefore let your light so shine before men that they may say your good works, which glorify your Father which is in heaven. We're not saved by works, amen. We didn't do nothing to deserve anything, amen. But can I remind you, our help comes from above. Amen. We need some more Christians that's willing to take a stand and say, as for me and my house, amen, we will serve the Lord. I thank God tonight for a godly home that we can go to the dinner table and hold hands, and we still pray and seek God, amen. Ask God to cleanse us and purify us with the food that it may nourish our body, amen. Thank God for the American home. How can I tell you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And the only way tonight that me and you are able to rebuke the devil, that the Bible says, says here, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You're going to have to resist the devil in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says he will flee from you. Amen. You want help? It's right here in the King James Bible. Amen. I got something I want to share with you. It's been on my mind hot and heavy. And my wife's heard it several times. Anybody in here tonight ever felt a Holy Ghost conviction? Anybody in here felt, if you've been saved very long, you felt some conviction, amen. Does anybody like to feel a conviction while it's happening to you? Makes you feel uncomfortable, don't it? Makes you feel like you like the word, don't it, amen. Can I tell you, it ain't meant to make you feel comfortable one bit at all. But what God showed me in old-fashioned conviction is God taking his hand and reaching down inside of you in the center of your belly and pulling all that kind of garbage you've been placing in all your life in there and wringing stuff out and getting rid of it. But make no mistake, my God does not leave you comfortless. And the whole time he's cleansing you out, guess what? He's got a big handful of gospel right here, and he's going to place that back inside of you. And Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Hey, man. Paul said to his, he's good God Almighty, I feel pretty good tonight. It's good to be convicted, my friend.
That's right.
It's great to feel convicted. It don't feel good at the time. But can I tell you, Brother Sam, it does my heart good to look back at what I used to be. And I'm not what I was, amen. I'm a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you tonight, if you've been bought that price, you're somebody in the eyes of God.
Amen.
You're not meant to be stressed out, depressed, and worried, and scared. That's not for you. God said he didn't give you a spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit of sound mind. How can I get the sound mind? Preach, my mind wanders every day of the week. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You want a sound mind? Read the word. If you want some peace, read the word. If you ain't felt conviction, you need some conviction, read the word. The Bible says this, that all unrighteousness is sin.
Amen.
All, boy, Baptists don't like that verse at all, I know that. But he said all of it is sin.
Amen.
Let's take it a step further here. The Bible said, Romans 6:23, he said, for the wages of sin is
death.
Why do you feel empty inside? You could be dying.
That's right. Come on.
You're starving for something much more bigger and greater than the world could ever quench.
Right.
You're starving for Jesus and don't even know it.
Bless the Lord.
I talk to so many people, churchgoers now. I don't understand. If any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally. He don't want nothing to hide from you. He wants to be filled with the Spirit of God. We turn on the one-eyed demon. And look at how many people is lying and cheating and going on. They don't know half the time what they believe themselves. And try to tell me they're some kind of Christian. God help them. God help him. Preacher, you're judging. God's word teaches me we know the tree by the fruit it bears.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible also gives us permission. If we're going to judge, we're going to do it righteously. God has ingredients in the Holy Spirit. We read about it in Galatians chapter number 5, the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
And if any man hath none of these, he said he's none of his.
That's right.
None. You can't be a half Christian.
That's right.
Carnal Christian. God help them people. Carnal and Christians never existed.
That's right.
You're bought with a price.
Come on, man.
If you've been bought with a price, you no longer are your own. This is things that we wrestle every day of our life. It ain't just you. It's Preacher Billy. It's Brother Sam. It's Sister Tish. It's my wife. It's everybody in here wrestles against this thing every day of their life. And they wonder why they can't find peace.
Billy.
This is far above our understanding.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah! You can come to me and tell me all that you want to tell me, and I will listen and pray. But can I tell you, there's a God up in heaven, amen, that's sitting up there, Jesus Christ, the right hand of the Father, who's waiting for you to come and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry for the thoughts that I've had. I'm sorry for not living for you. I'm sorry for all this kind of shortcomings. And God, make me somebody that's not afraid anymore. It's God's word. He wants a relationship with you.
That's right.
Amen. The world just sits and thinks, well, God, if he's so great and so loving, why is he letting all this stuff to happen? The whole time.
Come on.
The whole time, he's trying his best to knock on the door.
Right.
Begging and waiting for somebody to open it. But America, I'm afraid, is starting to close the door in God's face. As if to say, I don't want you anymore. We're wrestling against something far more bigger and greater and stronger than you yourself can be. If you're tired of struggling tonight, your hope lies in this right here. You say, Preacher, that's just a book. No, it ain't just a book. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. This thing is sharp. It's quicker than any two-edged sword. You get cut on, you get sliced and diced. But boy, how great it feels to be able to go to the heart doctor and him come inside you and do a surgery and a work in your life and not leave one nary scar.
That's right.
Ain't no copay. He does things all the way at the right time. You don't have to go back and get redid again. Folks, I've let under God's knife a whole bunch.
Okay.
And he's still working on it.
Thank you, God.
He's still working on it. We've been fighting the wrong kind of enemy. We're not each other's enemies. They ain't one ounce of hatred in my heart towards somebody else. I can't stand sin. It makes me sick. I can't stand the devil. He makes me sick. But everybody, listen, I still believe in the old children's church song. Red, yellow, black, and white, they're precious in his sight. Big, fat, great, small, poor, stinky, smelling good, don't make no difference to him, don't make no difference to me. They all have a soul in need of salvation.
Amen.
They all have a soul to need a touch from God in some form or fashion. Quit wrestling against ourselves. And help us to pinpoint the real enemy is Satan himself. I shared this very verse with someone this past week. John chapter 10. The Bible says, for the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
His prime goal
is to steal, kill, and destroy. Just because we're saved don't mean that we're exempt from that. He still tugs at my coattail every day. He still tugs at my family's coattail every day. The only difference is between me and the lost world, I know who I have believed in, and I am persuaded he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. You see, my soul is untouched. Nothing. He's got me right there. And nothing can pluck me out of my Father's hand. The same goes for you, church. If you've been born again, the God the Father has got you right here in the very palm of his hand.
That's right.
I might lose everything I have. It's all right. I've still got my Jesus.
Amen.
You might lose all the friends. You may not be as popular, but you'll still have Jesus. He's not letting you come from us. I will come to you. But you see, God don't work by forcing something on somebody. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, it says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Preacher, I have tried everything in the world. How about try Jesus for a chance? How about try his way for your life? Preacher, I don't know how. Ask and you shall receive. I can show you through God's precious holy word where he takes dysfunctional people and does the mightiest of things with them. Because you see, they're the ones that fully rely on God. You're looking at one of them. I'm as dysfunctional as burnt cornbread, but I like it. And God uses me, and I'm okay with that. You see, God is only one that can take a round peg and put it square hole. That's the way he works. We're not wrestling with ourselves, church. We're wrestling the devil. We're not each other's enemies in here. This should be one of the happiest places to come, but for whatever reason, people find every reason in the world. I don't want to go to church. I've done this and done that. What good does it do to know that? Give it to Jesus. Let him change your life.
Amen.
He'll give you desire to be in God's house.
Amen.
Well, I've been saved, but I ain't stepped foot in the door of the church. God help you. My spirit throngs to be in the house of God. It does not matter if it's a primitive battle, if it's at my church. It don't make a hill of beans. The fact is, my soul desires to be with you people because Jesus lives inside of me. And if he lives inside of you, there's comfort in that, my friend.
Amen.
Satan hath desired to have you to sift you as wheat. You Baptists can't like eating biscuits. I don't know what a sifter is. You know what his job does? To separate them clumps from that flour. If he can separate the church, he's got it whooped. Let me tell you this. It don't end with us. My little girl, my boy, your all son, grandkids, kids, all over. That's the future of the church. If he can get a hold of us, they have no hope. They have no future. You see, again, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. This is spiritual wickedness. This is a spiritual battle. It's a real thing. Paul went through it every day of his life. I'm asking today, are you resting against God? Or are you resting in God? There's such comfort in knowing the Redeemer. I went crazy a long time ago if it went for Jesus. I would have.
Amen.
Mentally, I would have went crazy. I would have lost my mind. But God had a plan for this old preacher. God has a plan for you, church. Someone kind of did a song invitation there. Lord saying he's about done with me tonight. Everybody in here tonight, God has a plan for your life.
Amen.
What is it? I couldn't tell you. That's between you and him. But you've got to open your heart. You've got to receive the truth. What is the truth? Let God's word be the truth, never man a liar. When he speaks to you, obey it. Listen to it. Preacher never heard his voice. You may not be saved. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and strangers they'll not follow. I ask you as we sing tonight, are you resting against God or are you resting in God? The choice is up to you tonight. Surely Brother John Newton, what he wrote when he said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. He fought the same giants that we're facing. Church, you'll be devoured if you try to face it without Christ. I've done everything I know to do tonight to get you going toward the cross. The rest is up to you and him. If there's a need at all tonight, if you've been fighting against something and can't identify it, ask God to help you. You've been falling short. The Bible says for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You hear tonight you've been falling short? Ask God for strength. You say, I don't see a way. If you lost your vision, ask God for your vision. You need knowledge, whatever the need may be, you ask God. And I promise you, you'll be with all sincerity of your heart. And you know Christ was your Savior, and your prayer line is hooked up. He'll bless you with that prayer. It might take a few weeks, it might take an hour, it might take a few years. But I promise you, if you keep on and keep it on, he'll meet you there. As we sing, who could it be tonight?